Thank you, and welcome back to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim, along with you, as we count down the days now to Easter. We got through tax season, I guess, from the most part. Now Easter is coming up this weekend. I think Kim's got a couple of things to share about Easter.
I sure do. Matter of fact, it's Easter and then Easter Monday, and then right after that is Earth Day. So depending on what you celebrate, it could just be three nonstop big days.
Where the spirit of the West comes alive, well, that's the Cowboy Mardi Gras. World-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale coming up May 15th to the 18th. But don't be fooled, because they've got Derby races on May 3rd and 4th. Mother's Day races, May 11th. The concert is May 15th, and then it all breaks loose May 16th, 17th, and 18th. The world's biggest one-day match bronc ride is on May 18th. And where can you find out more information? BuckingHorseSale.com.
And let's talk a little bit about ranching. That's right. Let's talk ranching. And if you're going to talk ranching, you have to talk Tri-State Livestock News for real ranching insight. They cover it all. And they have local, national, and international livestock industry news. They have livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists. They have classified ads, special interest sections, and so much more. You really need to check them out. TSLN.com.
All right. What are you going to share for Easter for us, Kim?
Actually, I have a report. Kippahawk County Schools 5th and 6th grade investigative reporters. Now, this is Kippahawk County, Springview, Nebraska. And this is the 5th and 6th graders. They did some investigating. Dylan Schubar and Riley Crawford put this together. Hello, Springview Herald readers. Since Easter is coming up, we made a document of Easter facts. Let's hop to it. Easter baskets have special meanings. Easter baskets symbolize new life or a bird's nest. The tradition of making Easter baskets started way back in the 13th to 14th century. The first Easter baskets were usually wrapped with a white cloth and decorated with pieces of stuff called boxwood. Now we call it Easter grass. Back then, most Easter baskets had some Easter foods that were brought to church to be blessed on Holy Saturday. And money well spent. People in America spend about $1.9 billion on Easter candy every year. That's the second biggest candy holiday after Halloween. Let's talk yummy chocolate. 76% of people in the USA think the ears of the chocolate bunny should be eaten first.
Oh yeah, I believe that.
Yep. That's right. Over 90 million chocolate bunnies are made each year, and 60 million are eaten in the U.S. 60 million are eaten every year. So I'm not sure what happened to the other 30 million that were made.
I don't know.
Maybe they're eaten in other countries. Anyway, did you know? I bet you didn't know that dyeing eggs is Christian. People way back in Mesopotamia started dyeing eggs. They dyed them red to symbolize the blood of Christ. And as they say from the elementary school, happy Easter to all, and to all a good Easter. Again, that's the Kippahawk County Schools 5th and 6th grade investigative reporters.
All right. Good job there. So this has something to do with Easter, kind of.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, it seems like a man in Phoenix calls his son in New York the day before Easter and says, "I hate to ruin your day, but I have to tell you that your mother and I are divorcing. 45 years of misery is enough." "Pop, what are you talking about?" the son screams. "We can't stand the sight of each other any longer," the father replied. "We're sick of each other, and I'm sick of talking about this. So call your sister in Chicago and tell her." Frantic, the son calls his sister, who explodes on the phone. "No way they're getting divorced. I'll take care of this." She calls Phoenix immediately and screams at her father, "You are not getting divorced. Don't do a single thing until I get there. I'm calling my brother back, and we'll both be there tomorrow. Until then, don't do a thing. Do you hear me?" And she hangs up. The old man hangs up his phone and turns to his wife. "Okay, they're coming for Easter, and they're paying their own way."
Oh, that kind of floats around every once in a while, but it's still always very humorous.
We want to remind you about Old West Days and the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering coming up here in Valentine at the end of this month, April 24th through the 27th. It's making tracks and making friends. Some of the performers you're going to be familiar with: David Paul, Floyd Beard, Brooke Turner, Lindy Simmons, Dave Stamey, and more. And of course, don't forget the Western Art and Trade Show. Find out about tickets and times and all of that at oldwestdays.net, right here in Valentine, April 24th through the 27th. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.